To finish off our, I suppose, weekend breakfast feat this past weekend is a conversation with Jonathan Anser. He is the author of Spy, Uncovering Craig Williamson. Jonathan, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Africa. Good morning to you and to all your listeners.
Let's start off, I suppose, by reminding listeners who Craig Williamson was.
Yes, Craig Williamson was a spy. He was recruited in the late 1960s, and he walked onto campus in 1972. He infiltrated the South African, the National Union of South African Students, NUSAS.
The imagery of all the brainies.
Apologies about that, Jonathan. Go ahead.
So he infiltrated NUSAS. And he became the vice president of the organization. And then he pretended to be hounded by the security police, and he went into exile. And he joined an organization that was funding anti-apartheid activists and refugees. And he was eventually exposed after almost 10 years undercover. And he came back to South Africa and got involved in some of the darkest sides of apartheid, sending parcel bombs to all sorts of people, including Ruth First, Jeanette Skoon, and Jeanette Skoon's daughter, who were all killed.
Now, he received amnesty following a Truth and Reconciliation Commission process, and he almost went into hiding after that. I have not, literally, before picking up your book, I had even forgotten about the existence of Craig Williamson.
Yes, yeah. Well, he just went under the radar. He just disappeared from media and from all sorts of things. But he was and has been floating around Johannesburg's northern suburbs, living a life free of consequences. So, yes, he had disappeared but was living among us.
And what made you decide that he was going to be the subject matter of your book, Jonathan?
Well, you know, I joined NUSAS in the early 1990s, so it was 20 years after he had joined NUSAS. And there was this whole idea that there were spies in the organization. And I became intrigued by, you know, what it takes for somebody to lead a double life, to befriend people, to go to their parties, to be at their weddings, and then to be betraying them. And so there was always this, you know, this ghost that was hanging around us. And then in 1995, I discovered that he had been responsible for the death of Ruth First. And she was somebody who I was quite fascinated by. She was a really brave journalist, and she was the sort of journalist I wanted to be. But the real catalyst came in 2010 when I was in Durban and a colleague, a young journalist, and we turned onto the Ruth First freeway. And I said to this journalist, you know, I wonder what Craig Williamson thinks when he turns onto this freeway, the Ruth First freeway. And the journalist said to me, well, who's Craig Williamson? And then I realized that we have to remember these people. Otherwise, we're losing our history, and we're not remembering what actually happened and not so long ago.
Did you get to meet him in the process of writing this book, Jonathan?
Eventually, yes. He was the last person I interviewed. It was, I kept on avoiding making contact with him, and I'd done a lot of research. I'd spoken to a whole lot of people that that he had befriended and, and betrayed. And then eventually in October last year, I set up an appointment to meet with him, and it was the final chapter of the book, not really, maybe it was a confrontation, but I just wanted to look in his eye and see if he had any remorse.
And does he? I mean, I suppose we can read about it in the book. And I'm not trying to give away the ending, but this is a person who had affected the life of many, many South African, lives of many South Africans, but particularly a life of somebody that you admired. And as you said, Ruth First, the kind of journalist that you wanted to be. So I imagine in meeting him, you would have come there with some baggage, for lack of a better word.
Absolutely, yes. And I don't believe he has remorse. You know, he's got a script, and he's got a story, and he sticks to that story. And his story is that he was a Cold War warrior, a patriot. He was defending the country from the communists. And it was a war on one side of the war, but it was a war with consequences. And I don't believe he has any remorse.
My parting question, Jonathan, because I've just started reading the book, why should South Africans be reading the book now?
Well, I think, first of all, it's not only a book about Williamson. It is a book about all these other activists that he spied on and he left this wake of destruction. And so I think we need to remember those stories. People like Barbara Hogan and Jeanette Skuin, who was killed, and she played a big role in trying to bring democracy to South Africa. I think, we often talk about apartheid and the legacy of apartheid, but the legacy of apartheid is the legacy of people, and we need to remember those people. You know, terrible things happened, and, we have to remind ourselves about what happened so that they don't happen again. And it's part of our history, and we need to remember our history.
It makes for gripping, sad reading, I must say, but important reading. There's a section in the book where you talk to people who have been affected by him and ask them what they would say to him if they had an opportunity to do so. Do read that section, because it really it speaks of a whole host of things and where we are in South Africa right now. Jonathan Anser, thank you very much for your time this morning. Author of Uncovering Craig Williamson, a book published by Chakana, and you can find it at all good bookstores and digitally as well.